We're talking kingdom transformation through practical revelation.
Transforming lives everywhere through revelation and power of prayer. Solving problems day by day, and we do it the kingdom way.
We're talking kingdom transformation through practical revelation.
Welcome to season 3 of Pretty Practical Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie. And on today's episode, we're talking kingdom transformation through practical revelation. As always, thank you for tuning in. The past few weeks have felt like a sprint. I've been ripping and running. There are moments in life when walking isn't an option and you must run. I believe I'm in my running season. It's given Forrest Gump. I just felt like running. Run means to move at a speed faster than a walk, never having both or all the feet on the ground at the same time. When is the last time you went for a run? Growing up, I loved to run. It didn't matter, rain or shine, I'd be out there running. Don't let a cousin challenge me to a race. Don't threaten me with a good time. Those were the good times. My life has changed drastically since then. That passion to physically run left. The summer nights of racing cousins is now a memory. Running looks a lot different nowadays. It's no longer just a physical race, but very much a spiritual race for me. Although I didn't make a name for myself in the track and field arena, I get to watch my oldest run. His strength and power is something powerful to witness. His running career began in California. I recall the first time watching him. It's like he checked out and tapped into a strength that I had never seen in him before. Later on, when we moved and he hadn't run for a while, and I finally got a chance to go see him at his first competitive race, I stood in the stands to cheer him on. And before the race, as he was lining up in his block, I kept saying, "Take your time, you got this." But as the gun went off and the racers began to run, my son quickly began to surpass all of the other runners. From the sidelines, I kept screaming, "Slow down, son, pace yourself." There were others around me who were like, "Yeah, he needs to pace himself." Now, while I'm screaming, "Slow down," he appears to be speeding up. He wasn't moved by the crowd. He had a goal in mind, and his goal was to win that race. And boy, oh boy, not only did he win, but he went on to set the record for his school that day. That race taught me a lesson, which was the sidelines can't always see what you can. You see, I had an outside perspective that came with limitations because of what I saw naturally in front of me. But you see, I didn't see what he saw on the inside of him. While everyone was screaming, "Pace yourself," he was seeing a champion. Did you catch it? Sometimes everyone can't see the champion in you. They can't see what you see. The truth is, when you are running in purpose and doing the will of the Father, the voice of the sidelines grows faint because the voice of God is running with you. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. That's 1 Corinthians 9:24. May I encourage you today? It's running season. Time to make sure we are conditioning ourselves to be fit for the kingdom. Keep running. Run past the booze, run past the lies, run past the past. It's okay if they don't see it. Run, because you are lighting up the path for those who will come after you. It's okay to see what others can't, what others can't. It's okay. My prayer for you today is that you won't stop. You got this. Keep showing up with your shoes laced up and ready to run. You can't get there if you quit. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you for tuning in to Pretty Practical Podcast with your host, Stephanie B. Be sure to catch us again and be transformed through practical revelation, the kingdom way.
Transforming lives.
Transforming
lives. Everywhere. Revelation and power of prayer,
power of prayer,
solving problems day by day, and we do it the kingdom way.